From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On today's show, Stavros Katsantonis tells us about how his offseason has gone so far, what he thinks of some of these signings and re-signings, and gearing up for the 2024 season. It's Thursday, March the 7th, 2024, and this is Tie Cats Today. It's been a while since we've had the Mongoose on the show. The last time was when he was fresh off inking that new deal with the Tie Cats, and a lot has happened since then. The Tie Cats have made tons of signings and lots of re-signings, and he caught up with me to break down the last couple of months. Stavros, it's been a minute, man. How have you been since we last spoke?
Yeah, I know. I think the last time we spoke, the ink hadn't even dried yet on the contract. But it's been good. Offseason has been going well. Just doing, you know, the daily trainings, all that sort of stuff, getting ready for this upcoming season. I think I'm about like 60-ish days until I'm back in Hamilton. So I'm excited to get back out there, get started in training camp and get the season rolling.
How much is that training starting to gear up now as we approach this 2024 season?
Oh yeah, I mean it's been geared up for a while now. You know, we're not just starting all of a sudden, but obviously it does ramp up as training camp comes into factor, and you know, the biggest thing about the CFL is the running, right? Because that's what we do a lot of. So
yeah,
so definitely that gets ramped up as you get closer to camp. But yeah, the training's been going great, hitting great numbers, really excited to get on the field very soon.
Are you getting even faster, Stavros? Is that possible? Is the speed getting even better?
Oh man, I don't want to let any secrets out, but there could be some new speed coming this season. So yeah, there's always new things that we're reaching for and trying to get better at each and everything heading into the season.
What kind of training are you working on? Like what does your day look like normally?
Yeah, so right now it's usually starts with some sort of running, speed, agility, depending on the day, maybe some conditioning. That's usually about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. You know, you throw in the warm up, the travel time, all that stuff to get to where you're going, and then do a little bit of rest in between that. Make sure we're getting the proper things, protein, the recovery in between, getting a good lunch in there as well, and then I'll usually go hit my lift. Usually it's right now it's about a full body workout and heading to the workout after that. And then, right now it's about a full body workout. So hitting the lower and upper, and some of the mobility stuff as well. And then that usually wraps it up, from the lift and training standpoint. But yeah, right now it's a little bit more heavier, with the running stuff and things like that. So
what's the go-to recovery meal for you? What are you eating after a big workout?
Oh, go-to recovery meal. I don't know if I have necessarily like a recovery meal per se, as more just a, I like steak. I like, ground beef. So something in the, the burger, tacos, something like that, the heavy protein, some healthy carbs and, obviously some healthy fats as well. So just having a well-rounded meal, always hits the spot right after a good training session.
Staff, since we last spoke, there's been a lot of new additions to this Tie Cats defense. I kind of want to talk to you about a few of them, but the first one being a guy on the secondary who's coming, a guy you've played against a lot, and that's Jamal Peters. But how excited are you to have that guy on your side and to play with him?
Yeah, definitely. I think when I first saw that signing, I was super excited to see a guy that's, as locked down as Jamal is, and the plays he's made, been in the NFL before, has had great success in the CFL. I think I was just super excited. It really reminded me of having a guy like Jamal roll in the building, where you have a guy that's a veteran in the CFL, mm-hmm. that's had an NFL experience and is just a lockdown corner in that boundary. So, when I saw that signing, I was really excited. I've been able to talk with Jamal a few times, here and there, just catch up on some defensive things, things we're planning to do this season. And, we've been gelling great so far, and really excited to, be able to meet him in person and just, get to work on the field.
And a couple other guys coming back on this D-line, or not coming back, but joining the D-line, and that's Brandon Barlow, Dwayne Hendricks, a couple other ex-rivals turned teammates. So what's it like playing with those guys and having them now join you on this Tie Cats defense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're always going to welcome guys from up the QEW if they want to come and put on the best colors in the CFL. We're not going to stop them. So to see guys like that, Hendricks and Barlow, I've heard nothing but good things, great things actually about both of them, the type of players they are, the type of people they are. So, super excited to get to work with guys like that. And I'm you know me, I'm always giving credit to the D-line anytime we get interceptions. So to have guys that are going to get pressure and force the quarterback into making, you know, some bad decisions, many bad decisions this upcoming season, you know, I'm excited to let those guys eat and go to work.
Rich Leonard, savvy veteran, if you will. I'm very excited to see he'll be back. But how are you feeling about having him back? Such a guy who's just so poised all the time and always seems like he's always able to make plays no matter what it is or what position he's at.
Yeah, definitely. I think Rich was one of those a little bit later signings as the window opened. So it was worrying me a little bit because Rich is one of my guys, a great veteran presence in the room. You know, he's he's had nothing but success in the CFL. I think, you know, last year he was one of the top, you know, coverage guys in the league. And he just goes to work every day. So to see a guy like that, you know, be able to re-sign with the team and, you know, still be one of my teammates. I couldn't be more excited. He's one of the guys I've talked to a few times this offseason. I'm calling him like, hey, have they sent you a contract yet? Like, are you back yet? And he's like, no, not yet. It's just it's a process. That's how the league works. It's a business at the end of the day. But once the, once that stuff is moved to the side and you can play football, that's the best part about it. So to be able to have a guy like him back is, you know, it's just invaluable, the knowledge he has, you know, the way he plays the game, the way he prepares for the game, you know, just a guy I love to play with.
And I mean, Stavros, when these new guys are coming into Hamilton, you being a veteran guy now on this team, are you reaching out to players as you hear them signing some new guys that are coming from other teams?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, definitely the DBs, when you hear that they're signed, you want to get in contact with them. And, you know, obviously let the dust settle first. Cause you know, that first day when you sign and it gets announced, your phone's probably blowing up. So, you know, that initial just, you know, congrats, welcome to the team. And then, you know, from there, it's just, you know, trying to build, you know, build that relationship before you get into camp. I think that's one of the most important things. That way, you know, you're not starting behind or anything like that. Once camp starts, you kind of have that that chemistry already as it is, you know, off the field, so that when you get on the field, you can just play. Yeah. So, definitely have reached out to a couple guys that, you know, that have signed and stuff like that, and just, you know, congratulated them, started to tell them a little bit about how we do things in Tigertown, and you know, they're ready to go and get on board. So
one guy who won't be back next season and a legend in Hamilton, I want to get some words from you on him, is Simone Lawrence announcing his retirement. But what can you say about your time with him and what he meant to this city?
Yeah, I mean, it came as a shock to me. You know, Simone's one of the best linebackers, if not the best, in the league. And he's shown it year in, year out, he just turned 35 a couple weeks ago. And, you know, to have one of the seasons that he had last year, you know, most outstanding defensive player on the team, all the plays that he's made, you know, it's been an honor to play alongside him these last 3 years and just learn, you know, from a savvy vet. A dude that's, you know, going to walk into the Hall of Fame, going to be on the Wall of Honor, his name, and you know, will be up there in the Raptors at Tim Hortons Field very soon. And who knows, maybe that number will be retired very soon as well. So, just to be able to play with a guy like that, it's been a true honor. You know, it's a big congrats to him in his retirement. You know, I know he's definitely earned everything that he's getting, being able to stay back in Hamilton. I'm super excited that he'll be around, you know, because his, for the people that haven't met Simone, at least in person, his you know, enthusiasm and all that, you know, his character, it's very contagious. He's always, you know, ready to go, energetic. And, you know, he just wants to spread that to the people around him. So I think he's going to have some great things coming to him in this next chapter, his graduation of his life. So, you know, just super excited that at least he gets to be around, yep. You know? Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I get to see him still on the daily, around, Tim Hortons Field and, you know, just super excited for him in his next chapter.
Yeah. That graduation, it'll be exciting to see Simone still around Tim Hortons Field. He's such a legend of the game. Stav, I've been seeing a little bit on social media. You are a Lego now. You have your own Lego character. Is that true? What's going on with that?
We're working on it. It's in process, you know, contacting some manufacturers. We'll see if we can get a bulk order shipped over to the Tim Hortons Field shop over there and see if we can get a few sales going to some other players as well. But yeah, just something, my brother and I were kind of just messing around with, saw a video on Instagram and I was like, hey, you know, he's a UI UX designer, yeah. You know, phenomenal at his job and, you know, does some really great things on the graphics end. And I was like, hey, do you think you could do this? And he's like, yeah, it'll take me a couple months to actually, you know, get that 3D rendered and, you know, edited and all that. And I think he actually did it way quicker than that. I think he did it in about like 30 days, maybe. But when I saw the first kind of rendering of them, I was like, oh, wow, this is like this is like next level. Like we could maybe, I think the first thing I sent him is like, hey, do you think we could like sell this? That was my thing. Cause I know people would be interested. I know Simone has I'm pretty sure a Lego and you know, the Ticats did some Lego partnerships back in the day. But if that could be brought back, I know, I mean, everything that I've seen so far in the comments, everyone is like, where can I get one? All that sort of stuff and do some edits and stuff like that with guys. So, you know, I think just bringing some more, I guess more pop culture stuff to the CFL, I think for the younger generation, I think would be huge, especially with these Legos and maybe make it some sort of like collector's type item. So I think that'd be something that would be cool that we could do in the upcoming future.
You're going to have a new DB coach for next season, Brandon Isaac. Is he a guy that's reached out to you or outreached out to you at all?
Yeah. We've connected so far. I think right when it was announced, I talked to Coach Wash and he got me connected with Coach Isaac and, you know, we had a great talk initially and, just super excited to get coached by a CFL mind like that. Who's been coaching for a while, played in the league a while, has a great cup under his belt as well as a player. I'm always itching to learn more and be coached. I think that's one of the hidden secrets about being a great player is never stop getting coached or never think that you know everything. I think that's kind of maybe just a life thing. Never think you know everything, type deal. So super excited that he's on board, and just going to be able to pick his brain, week in, week out on, how we can be better as a defense, especially as DBs. I think it's going to be real awesome.
I mean, it's one of those guys. He's a guy who's been in the league. He's played a lot of these new guys coming in on that coaching staff. I'm noticing have played a lot of games in the CFL, have that experience. One guy that you're used to is Coach Washington returning. How much are you talking to him throughout an offseason as you kind of gear up for the next year?
Oh yeah, I mean a little bit, but not too much. I know everyone likes to enjoy their offseason. Coach Wash has a family. I know his kids are doing great. With what they're doing at both in the university. One's in university, the other's getting ready, and a son. So, and he's got, amazing wife and family around him too. So I don't try to bug him too much. I know he's the same, but when I do connect up with him, it's always, hey, what are we doing this year? What are we planning to do? That type of thing. And he's always like, just, be patient, enjoy your off season. You're going to be back soon. And he's a really good guy to talk to, not only just as a football coach, but just a great mentor as well. Really understands life and understands people. He's a great dude that I, have connected with a few times this offseason and just always staying in touch, getting ready for the season, talking football when the time arises.
I'm sure you guys, you see enough of each other throughout the season. You don't need to be talking every single day, but definitely good to have a guy like that as your coach. Before we go, one final question here, Stav, but how fired up are you for training camp just to get things going here?
Yeah, I'm so excited to get back to Mac and, hit the field, hit the dorms there, all that, all the great food that we get fed during training camp. It's an awesome thing to meeting just all the football players that are coming from all these different backgrounds, not only just the guys that are returning, but the new guys that are coming in, could be, tomorrow's CFL stars. So, it's an awesome thing, especially with the off season being kind of as long as it is. You slowly start to get antsy of like, oh, I just want to, I'm ready to get into training camp. And then you get into training camp and it's like, oh man, I need kind of like a little bit of a break because, I'm super sore and stuff like that. But I'm super excited to get back there and just be with all the guys, play football, do what I do, and just enjoy that. So yeah, I'm counting down the days for sure. Getting back to Hamilton, it holds a special place in my heart, obviously. So super excited to get back to the people, the food, the culture, all that. So yeah, very excited.
Well, Stavros, I appreciate you joining me, man, and looking forward to seeing you at training camp. Great, always, as always, catching up with you. So we'll talk to you soon. We're getting 2 months away now to being at Ron Joyce, so we're almost there, buddy. Thanks again.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.